You actually didn't you tell me you downloaded that and it gets you motivated?
Yeah, pre-workout jam. Yeah.
In the morning, you're like putting your clothes on and you're like na na na.
They got the butt seriously vibe going on.
No, 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 no. It's James and Mike. Vibe's gone.
Oh yeah. True. Do I have a stupid face?
You have a stupid face?
Yeah.
No.
I feel like sometimes I have a stupid face.
I think we all have a. We all.
No,
have,
like
we
I have a. Stupid
we
have.
We
face.
All have a stupid face. And I don't really, I don't know.
Like, some girl casually told me last year that I look half autistic. What is half autistic?
That's like full ADD, but you're half autistic.
Like
she said, maybe she meant artistic.
I don't know, it's just something about your eyes.
Like, oh. Well, thank you. What a kind young lady.
What did you do today?
You get made fun of a lot, right?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, you don't even deserve it. I mean, maybe you do, but I don't feel like
I don't.
You do.
I don't get like made fun of a little.
But you're the butt of a lot of jokes.
Yeah.
And yeah, I try to not do that when we're just hanging out. Sometimes on the podcast I do it, but yeah. I usually try not to do that.
Yeah, because you think you know you're gonna risk my personal social security over yours. You'll say whatever you want to say because you think that, oh, that'll be funny. My friends will laugh at that. But then you know that that'll hurt me at the same time.
What are you talking about?
You saying the things will hurt me at the same time by you doing the thing that you're trying to do.
On podcast?
What?
On the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
So,
but I don't make fun of you outside here.
No. We make fun of each other.
Yeah,
I make
like
fun of
like, it's playful.
Too.
Like, it's never angry. Like
I make fun of people, too. It's not...
Are you sick?
Yeah. What, do I sound sick?
Yeah.
Is it a good sounding or bad
sound
sick?
Sexier.
I sound
you
better?
You might be the sexy one this week. It's taken us almost 25 episodes, but you're finally the sexy
so
one.
So does that mean that usually I sound nasally?
You sound nasally right now. Oh. But you sound like a, hey, ladies, I got a cold and a big dick.
Wait, so what are we doing today? I tried to ask you and then you completely ignored me. So,
so today I thought we could kind of take a flashback, take a look back on where we've come from. Because we're at episode 25. We're going to have to end next week around episode 30.
Don't fucking talk about it, all right? We know. We don't have to announce to them. They know.
So I thought we could kind of wrap it. Like a good way to transition now is to see where we've come from and go back to episode 1.
We could go back to... Oh.
You can't act like that was your idea if I told you. I already said it. Like, yeah, we go back to episode 1. And then I would have to go in and prepare all the clips afterwards.
Yeah.
I already prepared a bunch of clips. We're going to listen to episode 1 of Butt Seriously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we thought it was kind of good at the time.
No,
and
we didn't.
Well, I mean, I think it's like our hatred for episode 1 has aged like wine. It's gotten like Like, as time has gone on, we've hated it more and more and more. But as when we first did it, we're like, oh, this is not... No, more like milk. Like milk is good in the first time, and then, like, as it goes on, it gets worse and worse and worse.
I think it's a little bit of both. I think it's some milky wine.
Wine milk.
Some wilk. Wilk.
Mine.
I don't know.
All right, well, we're just going to go ahead. This is But Seriously, Episode 1.
Episode 25.
No, no, no.
No, we're doing episode 25.
We're going to play episode 21. No, we're going to play episode 1. Jeez. All right, enjoy. Don't sing during the song. What's up, man? How are you?
Hey, James. I'm doing great today.
Yeah, you know.
First episode of our podcast.
No.
Real shit.
Nope. James, not nope. The name. That was code name.
Okay.
It
was the
name to come. I guess you'll see it when you click on the podcast what the actual name is, right?
Don't say stuff like that. That's stupid.
What?
No.
All right. So that was what we considered an intro to episode 1. Mike and I were not on the same page of a name.
We're doing great today.
Why did you say like your first line? Like people who didn't know, like you're a grizzly mountain man. We're doing great today.
Yeah, I'd actually do. I'd probably sound like that now.
Yeah, no, no,
no.
Yeah. So the whole thing with the real shit. When we were trying to come up with an idea for a podcast, we just called it Real Shit so we could, like...
I thought it was a real name. He didn't tell me that it was, like, a joke name.
Actually, Mike, you came to me and said, I don't know... Well, I think together, I was like, I don't know about the name Real Shit. And then you were like, yeah, like, what if we have to do something, like, on let's say the podcast gets big, which it never did. We had a lot of dreams on episode one. They all got crushed around episode 15.
No, episode 8. Remember when we tweeted at Cowhead? He didn't answer.
No, he did. He answered me. He said, I'll check it out.
Yeah, he
and
didn't
then you know. Actually didn't. You didn't.
I called him out on the one of them.
Yeah. Right? But yeah, it was called Real Shit.
We actually had Lasha make us a graphic.
Like a picture. Like instead of, like, I made the one we made now, we had Lasha make one that said real shit.
And it was just, like, a piece of shit. And it was, like,
was it really?
It was like, real shit. And it was, like, a piece of shit.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
You sent me one that was, like, colorful.
Yeah. I don't even know, man.
I don't know. And then,
it was a stupid name.
And then, yeah, so let's just get back into it. We're just going to keep going.
Is this a good way to do this?
I don't know. Let's just go ahead and try it. Don't doubt me.
All right. So, I don't know, James. I feel like I know you, but sometimes I feel like I don't know you.
Yeah. We hang out sometimes. We're friends. You know, like, the big thing about this podcast has to be that people know that we are friends. We hang out. We have good times. Is it what? We're not friends?
No, I mean, we're friends, but I mean, I don't... So, let's...
So, we're not...
No, that's not what I'm talking... No. Do you want to do, like, a quiz or something, like...
Like a friend's
quiz? No, I'll ask you one question.
Oh. I dropped the mic. Ask me one question.
Why would you...
Alright. So... Why did you make that noise?
This is my noise podcast.
Yeah, Mike just thought he was going to be the noise guy. Yeah, so the only thing we walked into episode wanting to do is, like, I was like... We could do like a friends quiz and like find out things about each other we don't know. But there's not really anything to know, and then the questions are really stupid.
What do we do? Like colors and shit. What's your favorite
like,
color?
As you'll hear, because it's in here, it doesn't. It goes like for two questions, and we're just like, yeah, we're not gonna. We just don't do it anymore. But I don't know. Let's just keep going. I guess it's like climbing a mountain. It doesn't get any better.
Start it up.
And then I dropped the mic. Oh my god. So you said you had a question for me.
Yeah. So
wait, how about I start? Simple. What is your favorite color?
I don't know, man. I'm one of those like likes the whole spectrum kind of guys, you know what I mean? Like I
like
feel
gay
like
rights
I
and
feel
stuff.
Like yeah, but no like at rainbow. The same time, you know? Like I like blue and I like red. And
together,
pink's nice.
Pink is
like
right. Pink.
It's like red, but it's like
not committed to being red.
Exactly.
What the fuck are we talking about?
No,
we're talking about colors.
Pink. I'm describing a color. I don't know. How do you describe?
I like
color?
Like this whole spectrum, like red and blue. Like all I asked was like, you couldn't just pick a color. You're just like.
I like how I couldn't even ask a question. Either.
Yeah, in the beginning you were like, how about I start
and change the game
and change
completely?
The game. Yeah, you'll hear how we just ignore the game we started and just do a completely different game because I guess colors are a little too difficult for Mike. Wait, why don't we make a game like this? Why don't I ask you a question? You'll be like, "What is my favorite color?" And you answer, so see how much you know about me, and then you can do it to me.
All right. So,
what is my favorite color?
What is my favorite color?
You like all? You just told me that. Why would you ask me that?
You go.
What is my favorite color?
Jeans. No, blue.
Jeans.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm wearing jeans.
No, blue because you're wearing a lot of blue today. So
I'm wearing one jeans.
No, that's light blue. That's blue, and that's blue and brown.
Okay.
I mean, your favorite color isn't going to be brown, right?
Yeah. All
right. Was
I
right?
Yeah, you're right. Blue is right. I don't know why I gave you a hard time about it.
Okay, all right.
You want to ask a question?
Oh, it's my... Oh,
yeah,
my
you ask a question. You say what... You ask me. You're like, hey, James. Da-da-da-da-da.
Okay,
me.
All right.
We thought that was interesting podcast material. Just talking about our favorite color.
What's my opinion on that?
What? Can't believe you said... My favorite color was jeans.
I don't even know. I think I was trying to be funny, but I didn't know what to do. I was like, ugh. What isn't a color? Jeans. That'd be funny.
People would like that. Oh, people, my God.
No, but it was, like, during this part, people were laughing hysterically.
Why?
I don't know. It's
just us talking
about
colors.
Were they laughing at us or something?
Probably.
They really started laughing when our guest came in. Our guest arrived.
There's no guest in this when we just talk about someone. Do you know what episode we're doing?
No, there is a guest. Oh, no, there isn't.
All right, so let's just get into it before Mike
fucks things up again. What's my mother's maiden name?
Stallone?
Stallone. Yes, actually. No, it's not Stallone, but that was a fair try. It's actually Tyrone, but it was close.
I thought, like, you pronounce it Tyrone, but it's spelled Tyrone.
Tyrone? Like tenderloin?
Tenderloin.
No, it's... Okay. My mother's maiden name is not Stallone, Tyrone, or Tyrone, or tenderloin, but...
Tyrone. All right, so this was a whole big issue with Mike, because Mike, we cut it out. Mike went on to proceed to tell his mother's maiden name, went home, showed the podcast.
Show the podcast to my mom.
Then why'd she tell you that you had to take it down because you used her, and then you told me I had to take it down because it used her maiden name.
Because I fucked up multiple times. Okay, I said her maiden name, and then I was in the car, and she was like, "Oh, what are you happy about? What are you laughing about?" I was like, "Oh, I was listening to this podcast I did with James today."
What is that? What are you looking at?
Like? And then she
fart?
And then
you like
and then, she's like, "Oh, let me see the podcast. Let me listen." And I was like, "No." Immediately, I was like, "No." And then it started a whole big thing. And she's like, "I want to see her now." And I couldn't because I said her maiden name. And we talked about awful things. And it was unfunny.
And so she never heard it, but...
She never heard it. She probably knows that I do it. She just probably just got over it.
That's good.
She grounded me for like 2 weeks, though.
Really?
Because she didn't get to know what it was. She felt left out. Because I did show my dad. I was like, "Can I show this to mom?"
He said no.
He's like, "Yeah, no."
That's funny. Yeah. My mom just says, "Yeah, okay, that's fine." And she's impressed because she's like, "Oh, yeah, like, that's what you could be doing someday." Which is interesting because she actually is like...
You showed your mom too?
No, I didn't show my mom. I just told her about it, what it was. She's like, "Are you doing anything inappropriate?" And I lied and said no. But like, inappropriate to her is very different because anything, like, I'm like, "Mom, what's appropriate?"
She said boobs.
She's like...
What the fuck is this?
She doesn't want me to like... Like, I doubt Buster's ever going to prevent me from getting a job somewhere. Like, it's so under-listened to, never going to negatively affect me.
You just walk into this place, and it's an obscure place. He just looks at you, and you just press space bar.
What is this? Episode one? All right, so let's just keep going.
Okay.
All right. What is my favorite food?
You seem like a you've always seemed like a cake kind of guy to me.
Yeah, why?
You just seem like, I don't know.
Or you just sit at home and you like.
No, I mean, no. We have a lot of. I like cake. I figured you like cake too. I figured similarities, man.
It's sushi.
Oh, right.
I'm kidding. I don't like sushi.
Well, isn't sushi like little rice cakes?
No. So you don't know what sushi is?
No, sushi is like rice cake with raw fish in between it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like
I mean,
cake.
Everything can be
it's like
cake.
Raw cake.
Like any food you pick can be cake somehow. Like, pick a food. Hot dog. It's just bread cake with meat in the middle. If you eat it with a fork, it's a cake.
Okay, all right.
Still not interesting. There's nothing going on. We went from colors to cake.
Like that.
Like, boom.
As if that was interesting.
Like,
is it people,
that's interesting material.
And for some reason, I have to describe shit.
Yeah,
to describe sushi.
Like, you're like, "Well, you like cake colors. Because sushi is like rice cake." And then, like, we cut it out, but we go into a lot more detail. You start naming foods, and I start telling you how they're cake. Like, why would people want to hear that?
Cake. I don't know. Again, man, this is, I showed it to Josh. And this is the part Josh was laughing at.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's the dead air, like you said.
Like the awkwardness.
How awful
of it?
It is, and the stereo fucking setup that we had.
Oh my God.
It was one ear. Oh God.
Jeez. All right. Well, we're just going to come back into it.
Okay. What pant size do I wear?
What pant size do you wear?
I mean, I'm asking you, like, What would you think that my pant size is?
34.
You fucking bastard.
Is that too big?
No, I'm actually flattered. It's like, I think it could be too big.
I wear a 38. And you're thinner than me. I mean, we're not like those toothpick guys. We're big guys. Yeah. We're not huge. We're not fat guys.
Yeah, we don't have tits, but we have nice little meat packs.
Yeah, like what I have. Women are like, oh, it's like what I have, but like he's not committed to it yet. He's almost there, but I can save him.
Yeah. No, see, that's the thing. They're always trying to save us, man. Yeah,
you know? You ever been saved by a woman? Like, Jesus Christ. They're like, oh, saved by the power. No, me either.
Let's change subject.
Okay. You don't want to talk about the time you've been saved by a woman. Okay.
Let's do just that. Let's change the subject. Yeah. Stop listening to questions.
Oh my God. We're going to have to. Okay. What we're going to go ahead and do is just fast forward. This just goes on for about 10 minutes of.
Random fucking questions. But that was good. That was significant.
That's like.
That was the first time we admitted to everybody. Everybody that knew us and have seen us.
People who look at us, they're like, do they know? And then, like, they listen to the podcast, like, they know.
We know how. Oh, God.
All right. So we're just going to. I guess we'll fast forward past
two. Just pick. I don't even. Okay. No, I used.
Did I asked you how tall I was, and then you have to ask me a question.
Oh, so it's my fault. Okay.
Don't climb.
What? Oh, what's the noisy thing that makes in that thing?
Like. Don't do that.
Well, that's the ladder.
Yeah, why not? I guess.
Okay. How old was I?
Why do you look like that? How old were you when? Stop it! Mike, oh my God. It's the first one, man. Why are you crying? Oh, man. Audience, he's actually crying right now. How old were you when? What? Oh, man. Oh, Mike, you were telling me about this. All right, so then we proceed to just a Mike fake cries. I don't know how to play along, so I'm just laughing.
Did we have any idea what the fuck we were doing or no?
Do we now?
I don't know.
I think.
Just all that fucking dead air just.
Yeah, there's so much silence in there. People probably check their phones. Like, oh, is this, oh, no, it's still going. They just don't have anything to say.
What does this do?
Yeah, why would you clap? Why are you doing it now? Like, I was like, when I was listening to it earlier, I was like, Mike figured out how microphones work. He's like, oh, when I make noise, things happen.
Oh, we're recording this? We're not just talking?
All right, so we keep going, I guess. You were telling me about Jaquanzi, your neighbor. Talk about it, man. Just talk it out. What did he do to you?
Okay. So, he, Jaquanzi was a nice enough guy.
You were five,
guy.
You were five?
He was black.
He was black? That matter?
He was very, very black.
Does that come into...
It doesn't matter until it matters, if you know what I mean.
I don't, but continue the story. Okay. You told me, don't talk to that neighbor. I picked you up at your house. You're like, don't talk to that guy.
No, I said, don't make eye contact with that guy.
We thought we would do it. Like, oh, you know what would be funny? Like, okay, so Mike, you said you...
I started crying because I didn't know what to do.
And then I was like, oh, so I guess we're going to make a bit, I guess?
I don't know.
So we just go right into it. I'm like, oh, you told me about... and I was like, what's a black name I can just make up out of my head?
Jaquanzi. It was so bad.
So
I couldn't. I couldn't even fake cry either.
You just made noise. You still can't. Honestly, when you fake cry, it's like this. It's more visual because you go. Like I wouldn't know if you're coming or crying.
It's so bad. All right.
So let's just continue with our wonderful journey into Jaquanzi.
Oh God.
Go back to Jaquanzi.
Okay. I backflipped. Over the fence.
Okay. You didn't, but okay.
No, I did backflip over the fence.
Okay. We all know you didn't, but okay.
All right. I don't even care. This isn't... All right. So, anyway, I was in his yard, and I thought it would be cool to go and, you know, do like his doggies would do it, where they would bark bark at the cars, and they would chase the cats in the yard,
and
then they would poop in the yard. So I tried to poop in the car. No, I didn't. I didn't take my pants off. So it wasn't like I pooped in his yard. It was like there was like human
poop. But you pooped
in his yard. But I squatted down there with those dogs and I pooped with them and we shared a moment.
What kind of dogs?
Just like little chihuahuas. I mean, they weren't much.
Jaquanzi had two little chihuahuas.
I mean, yeah.
And you jumped his fence to play with them and then shit your pants.
No. Okay.
All right, so it just gets really bad after that. It just keeps going on and on. So we need to just wrap this up.
I don't know why I thought that was funny.
I don't know why it made you think like that was... You were just like, oh, Michael, just do this, I guess.
I don't know why other people would... I would think that other people would think that was funny.
All right, so let's just go ahead. This will be the last clip.
This is terrible.
Oh, man.
You're making it sound really, really weird, okay? But that's not the bad part. The bad part was that after I squatted in there, Jaquanzi came out with a shotgun and said, if you don't shit in my hand right now, I'm going to fucking blow your brains out. And I said, Jaquanzi, I don't know. I was pleading. I'm using all my legal language. And I was saying, like, Jaquanzi, please, I really don't need you to do this to me right now.
You talk very well for a five-year-old. What?
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. But, I mean.
Like, Jaquanzi, no.
No, no. Fuck that, man. I didn't want to talk. I don't know what
Jaquanzi, I don't want to shoot in your hand. You talk like Mike Tyson.
Jesus.
That's it. Mike looks really sad. Like, I'm really, depressed. He's, like, sad. I'm kind of sad on the inside just because I made that and I thought it was good.
Yeah. It was also a good idea to have us review it to be funny. That was a nice idea, too.
I think, well, it's not on SoundCloud, so people listen to SoundCloud can be like...
It's even funnier when we shove it down their throats again. That's when it's funny.
It's like, we made you eat shit, and then you shit it out, and then we'll put it in your leg. Guess what you're having for dinner tonight? God. This is the leftovers.
Then you gotta shit it into our hands and put it in a bag, apparently, because I don't know what's funny.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on iTunes and subscribe. Or subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on SoundCloud. And
don't listen to our other ones.
Well, they've been good. I mean, did we really get better?
I don't know. I like to hope so because there's always like a motive for coming back. So,
yeah. All right. Well, we'll see you guys next time. We're gonna go kill ourselves. That's all I did. Oh my god. Well.
Are we done here?
Yeah.